I'm Rick Henson with this check of sports on KJAN, taking a look at the scorecard from Friday's softball action at the Fort Dodge tournament. It was Winterset doubling up on Atlantic 2-1. Pleasant Valley beat Winterset 6-5. Assumption was a 13-4 winner over Sioux City East. Muscatine down Bishop Heelan 12-1. It was Columbus Catholic over Sioux City East 6-5. Bishop Heelan defeating Ankeny 12-5. In corner conference softball, it was East Mills falling to Sydney 10-3. Fremont Mills defeated Essex in the game one of a doubleheader, 6-3, and it was 3-2 Fremont Mills over Essex in the second game. Also in the corner conference softball, Griswold defeated Stanton 13-5. In Western Iowa Conference softball play, Audubon was a 6-5 winner over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia defeated IKM Manning 18-5. Riverside beat Trainer 7-6, and it was Underwood over Tri-Center 12-3. In the Pride of Iowa Conference softball, it was East Union over Bedford 7-5. Central Decatur beating up on Southwest Valley 14-4. Lennox was a 2-1 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Southeast Warren down Mount Air 10-0, and Wayne blanked Nottoway Valley 10-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Boyer Valley over Glidden-Ralston 21-9, Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton over Coon Rapids Bayard 8-5, West Harrison doubled up on Cam 4-2, and Woodbine beat Whiting 10-1 in softball action. In the Bluegrass Conference, it was Twin Cedars over Orient Maxburg 6-1, Melcher Dallas downing Moravia 10-4, Murray was a 10-5 winner over Seymour, Lamoni beat Mormon Trail 15-3, and it was Moulton Udell over Diagonal 6-5 in Bluegrass Conference softball. In non-conference softball action Friday, Abraham Lincoln defeated Clarinda 5-3. It was West Monona downing St. Albert 5-1. Boone was a 19-7 winner over Kemper Catholic, and Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 6-3 winner over MOC Floyd Valley. In baseball action, the Hawkeye 10 Conference saw St. Albert beat Shenandoah 10-6. Denison Schleswig pounded up on Atlantic 12-2. Corner conference play was Sydney beating East Mills 5-2. In a doubleheader, Fremont Mills defeated Essex 2-1 in the first game, 7-4 in the second. Stanton was a 6-0 winner over Griswold. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, it was Missouri Valley over Audubon 7-3. Logan Magnolia downing IKM Manning 18-5. Trainer was a 16-7 winner over Riverside, and Tri-Center beat Underwood 11-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford was a 7-6 winner over East Union in baseball. Central Decatur down Southwest Valley 12-7. In eight innings, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Lennox 6-4. Mount Air defeating Southeast Warren 7-2. And Nottoway Valley over Wayne 12-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, the Boyer Valley boys beat Glidden-Ralston 11-5. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton 7-0. Cam was a 14-3 winner over West Harrison. And Woodbine down Whiting 16-0. Bluegrass Conference Baseball on Friday was Twin Cedars over Orient Maxburg 17-2, Lamoni over Mormon Trail 15-4, Ankeny Christian downing Moulton Udell 10-0, and Seymour was a 12-10 winner over Murray. In non-conference high school baseball, it was Clear Lake over Red Oak 4-3. The Bishop Heelan Catholic and Kemper Catholic game was suspended Friday night. Remsen St. Mary's, no score there. Sergeant Bluff Luton defeated Algona 8-5. The Iowa High School Athletic Association released the Class 1A and 2A district baseball assignments on Friday. The first round of play begins July the 10th. The list of district assignments include in Class 1A District 8, Ankeny Christian, Melcher Dallas, Twin Cedars, and District 9, Moulton Udell, and District 10, Lamoni, Martinsdale St. Mary's, Mount Air, Murray, Seymour, Southeast Warren, and Wayne. In Class 1A District 12, the assignments include Coon Rapids Bayard and Glidden-Ralston, and District 13, Bedford, Cam, East Union, Griswold, Lennox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, and Southwest Valley. In District 14, East Mills, Exira EHK, Essex, Fremont Mills, Riverside, Sydney, St. Albert, and Stanton. And in Class 1A District 15, it'll be Arweva, Audubon, Boyer Valley, IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, West Harrison, and Woodbine. All that in Class 1A. Also in District 16, it's Whiting, Class 2A. District 13 has Central Decatur. District 15, AHSTW, Clarinda, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, and Underwood. District 16, Kemper Catholic, and Missouri Valley. Again, those are the assignments for Class 1A and 2A district baseball. First round of play getting underway on July the 10th. The Iowa women's basketball team will head back to the Cancun Challenge next season. Todd Kim reports.
It'll be the Hawkeyes' fifth appearance in the tournament on the Yucatan Peninsula and their first since 2016. Iowa plays Seton Hall November 25th and USC on November 26th. The Hawkeyes are 7-2 all-time at the tournament and won the championship in 2013.
A veteran Iowa secondary looks to continue an impressive interception streak next season. The Hawkeyes have picked off 61 passes since 2017, the most in all of FBS. Senior corner Riley Moss had 2 interceptions last season, including a 54-yard return for a touchdown in a win over Michigan State. The Ankeny native credits the technique taught by defensive coordinator Phil Parker.
He preaches the little things, so, you know, where you got to be, your technique, your fits, where you're reading, where your key's at. And that's a big thing personally for me. That's why I've gotten so many picks, is because of, you know, just doing little things, and you'll end up in the right spot at the right time as long as you just keep doing the right things over and over again.
The entire secondary returns, including senior corner Matt Hankins, who passed up a chance to enter the NFL draft.
It's really nice, you know, having us, I guess you call it a super senior. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's nice having him back, having his leadership for sure, like you said, because you can never have too many leaders out in the field. So it's nice to have him back there, even at corner. You know, he kind of leads the corners a little bit, me and him. So it's nice having him out there. Plus, we got Jack, Dane. So we got some kids back, which is nice.
Riley Moss said there are several backups who have a lot of game experience.
Having that depth and always having people working next to you, I think, always makes you a better player, especially, you know, at your same position as well.
Despite all the experience, Moss says there is plenty of room for improvement.
You never reach your potential, and Coach Parker reminds us of that every day. So he just said, you know, keep your nose to the grindstone, keep your head down. You can never be too good. So it's nice, like I said, having the depth, because it really truly does breed a lot more competition, and it makes you a lot better player. So it helps having experience, not only in the starters, but also the two deep as well.
Iowa opens next season at home on September 4th against Indiana. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.